Good. Έχετε σπασάβει μάλλον για να σας αυτούχες της διεχνήσεως των Ιωσήν της Ιησού Φαλκ. This week's Parshios is Vayakal Pekudi and Achodesh. Ah. Torah says, Vayakal Moshe's Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael Yom Lehem Me'ila Advorim Shotiv Hashem L'Sos Osam. Then he speaks, Hashem Shizom Nintiyah Samolocha of Yom Hashvi Shah Yom Lechem Kodesh Shabbat Shabboson Shem Kol Osebo Molocha You must. So, Vayakel Moshe says Rashi, the Macharas Yom Kippurim was the day after Yom Kippur when Moshe Rabbeinu came from the Har, and then this idea of Vayakel Moshe, the idea of having kihilos, is in the Medrash of Yalkut Shimoni here on page 5. Says the Medrash, Vayata Rosh Rabbeinu Balei Agoda Omrim Mitchila Asator Var Sofa Eimba Parsha Shenema Berosh Vayakel. Is the only parsha that it says Vayakel, that everyone gathers together. El Zos Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Asei Lecha Kehilas Gedolos. So it says you should make big kehilos Udrosh Lefneim Barabim Hilchas Shabbos. And they should learn Hilchos Shabbos b'Rabim. Kidei shiyum b'dug mimcha doros habayim b'hakil kihilos b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos. There's an Indian to be makil kihilos b'chol Shabbos v'lichnos b'vote midrashos and to have gatherings of people every Shabbos to learn Hilchos Shabbos. Mohammed l'horos l'Yisrael divrei Torah yisuv v'hetek kidei sheyishmi ha'godol miskalis bein bonai. Okay, so I wanted to, there's a fascinating vort from the Sefer Sifsei Tzadikim. He's a Talmud of the Oy of Yisrael on page 9, Sifsei Tzadikim. And he's going to, and based on this, the Yad Sholem is going to explain what's the idea of learning Hilchos Shabbos on Shabbos, and what's this. So take a look in the Gemara, based on the Gemara Sota, on page 6. The Gemara says in the Sechta Sota, Dever Acher Avera Mechaba Mitzvah. There is, if somebody did a mitzvah, an Avera, so that could cause the schar that you get from a mitzvah to be quelched. You know, the schar could be blown out, so to speak, of a mitzvah that you did. The aveira is mechaba mitzvah. The ain aveira mechaba Torah. But an aveira can't be mechaba Torah. Rashi, ain aveira mechaba, schar misha osik b'tor kodem l'chem. But in other words, the schar that you previously learned Torah and you did an Avera subsequent, that schar will not be diminished because of the Avera. Avera could be Mechaba Mitzvah, the Ein Avera Mechaba Torah. Fascinating idea. So in the Sefer Sifsei Tzadikim, so he says a fascinating thing. Take a look on page 10. Omnam nicha kol v'shiat v'shmai al pima she'reinu b'chach me'emes. She'kol mitzvah u'mitzvah she'odem oseh. He says, so he quotes from Arizal, that any mitzvah that you do, Yomer tchila ha'pasuk or ha'parsha she'shiayich lo'osu mitzvah. Right, that's how some people have this minute. That before you put on tefillin, they read the parsha of, you know, of tefillin, traditionally called Bechor, etc. Before you shake lulav, read the parsha of lulav. Uvizeh osa meha mitzvah Torah. Because then, it's not only you're doing a mitzvah, but the mitzvah now is limit Torah also. And therefore, what do you gain from that? You gain that if there would be a subsequent Aveira, was that also a mitzvah Torah, shuv ein Aveira mechabe osa, ein Aveira mechabe Torah, al derech moshon, shemeniach tefillin, yomer tchila apache shayach le tefillin, tchein al derech zeh, b'chol ha-tayig mitzvahs. Ad kan divrayim zah. So that's what he says. That every mitzvah obviously has psukim in the chumash, the tzivur for that mitzvah. So it's an inyan to say those psukim, and that gives the mitzvah a status of Torah. Now there is a discussion the poskim can have in the Bikur Yaakov: is it proper to shake a lulav before you made Birkas HaTorah in the morning? Because maybe the performance of a mitzvah itself is Torah. So that's a question. But certainly, if you say the parsha, you know, then you should have said Birkas HaTorah. You say the parsha, then the mitzvah becomes a chefetz of Torah, not just a mitzvah. And then ein aveir mechabe Torah. And he says, Niras li, says the Sifsei Tzadikim, smach lezeh mimash omar b'parshas chukas. Zos chukas HaTorah asher tziva Hashem leimor, v'ber b'nei Yisrael luchu ilecha v'gomer. Tzorech l'daz lama lo hispik b'masha omar leimor b'posik rishon. Here, in other words, in the parshas Parah Aduma, it says, v'idaber Hashem Moshe v'alaron leimor. And then it says, Zos chukas HaTorah, page 7, asher tziva Hashem leimor. What's the two leimors? That's the question. What's the two leimors? The first leimor should be sufficient. V'idaber Hashem Moshe v'alaron leimor. So he writes like this: Omnam Ramzalano Torah Zehasob. But Siva Hashem is Masha Kodim Asiyosim Hapara Shum Chol Kapara Bat Klal Yisrael. Kapara is Kapara for the Chayta Egel. Shirim Betchil Bepe Molei Haparsha Hashayeches Lezeh Hamitzvah. Dainim in Daber Al Bnei Yisrael Yikur Alech Par Adum. Chakei Zufru Hapara. Ze Omer Zof Chucha Asatora Shor Tziva Hashem Perish. Ze Adir Asher Tziva Hashem. Umahu Hamishpat Vadin, Farsha Kosov Omer, Lamor, the Bear of Bnei Israel. Perish Yom of Slim Zeha Parsha. Taino the Bear. So he says like this: the two Lamors is Aydar Shem Musha Lamor, tell them the Halacha of Paraduma. But then the second Lamor is Lamor that the Bear of Bnei Israel. That when they do the mitzvah paraduma, they shouldn't just do it, but they should also what? They should say the parsha. So those are the two labors. One is on doing the mitzvah, and one is daber b'nei Yisrael. Pei sheyom b'fiyim zeh parsha. Dehainu daber b'nei Yisrael. Milas lemor chozer al b'nei Yisrael. Tzivor ilahem sheheim yomru b'fiyim ha-parsha. Chuzen nichanami dekina mitzvah zu b'shem klolos ha-toyra. Shav lemor zos chukas ha-tumor. What do you mean, Zos Chumas HaTorah? Why does it speak about Zos Chuchas HaTorah? It's not a Zos Chuchas HaTorah. It's one aspect of Torah. It's not the whole Torah. So it says, Zos Chuchas HaTumah, Zos Chuchas HaTorah. What's Gidech HaMu Zos Chuchas HaPesach? Lo Amitza Zubel Vad is here. Tachnem, Ev Shalomer, Shagam Ken Kavanos HaPosuk, Haber, Vedav Hashem Moshe Lemor, Tzavis Bnei Yisrael Amartem is Korbani Lachmi Zos HaTorah HaMincha Kol HaOsik B'Ola Ki U'Hikrif Ola Zelei Mor Tzavis Bnei Yisrael V'Gomer Perish Shehem Yomru Tomi B'Fim Zeh HaParsha Tzavis Bnei Yisrael V'Gomer V'Yichashav Lehem Siach Sif Soseim Ki U'Hikrif Olderch Zo Yicholim Anach L'Tarz Rav Amiris Lehmor Shebetorah. So he says that there's a new pshat in Lehmor. The whole discussion what Lehmor means, but he says a new pshat in Lehmor means you tell the Bnei Yisrael but only they shouldn't only do the mitzvah, but they should say the parsha of the mitzvah. And when you say the parsha of the mitzvah, so then what becomes a the mitzvah becomes a chefetz of Torah. And then if there's an aveira subsequently, ein aveira mechaber Torah, aveira mechaber mitzvah, ein aveira mechaber Torah. So the Sefer Yad Shalom, page 11, going over to page 12, he says now we can understand what's the idea. In Parshas Vayakhel, in the Medrash, that we should, that every Shabbos we should have people learning Hilchos Shabbos. So he writes like this, the Nira, page 13, top. Yeah, the right. Al pimash reisi pesifse sadikim levar mamarim haver mechabe mitzvah ina haver mechabe Torah. Shenem amayim rabim lo yichul chavos as ahava v'chore einu muvan. Dari amru dola Talmud shemevi leimaisa. Rei the lo hisyaches hagdolo Talmud rak shemevi leimaisa. Okay, now leimaisa mitzvah adif. So rei b'chol mokum hasiba adif me'amisovet. Right, if the dola. The mitzvah, the Torah brings you to do the maisa. So then that means the maisa should be greater because that's the ultimate goal. So why is mashma that if the maisa is greater, the mitzvah is greater, then how come aver is mechaber mitzvah? Then it's not mechaber Torah. So he says, no. Every mitzvah you do, you should say the parsha of that mitzvah. And v'zeh osa me'a mitzvah Torah, v'shuv ein aver mechaber osa. Right? So he says like this, that this parsha of Shabbos was given the day after Yom Kippur. That was the day they were forgiven for the Chet HaEgel. So then they were given the tzivur to the Melechas HaMishkan. Right? And the Mishkan is Mechaper of the Chet HaEgel. Right, but also Shabbos is mechaper in the Chet HaEgel, because Shabbos is mechaper in Avodah Zarah, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, called Shomer Shabbos Kilchoso. A few over in Avodah Zarah, Kedor Enosh Mochlim Lo. Shenem Ashrei Enosh Yaseh Zos. Shomer Shabbos Mechalolo. Al Tikre Mechalolo Elo Mochlo. And lasos means lasakin, asher osam, tike. Because both these mitzvahs are takana for Chet HaEgel. And it makes sense because they're given right after they were forgiven for the Chet HaEgel. So they need to mechazik this kapara. So what is it? Omnam afki elo mitzvahs siyas hamishkan by mechaper al vona ego. I died einu betuchim. Because if they would do an aveira afterwards, so then aveira is mechaber mitzvah. So comes the mitzvah. The medrash and says that's why that you shouldn't just have shmir Shabbos, but you should have kehilas gedolas so the dorish berabim hilchas Shabbos. So you'll have an amir of Torah, and then the mitzvahs become Torah. Hakavana kemo ha'etzah anal, shekodem kol mitzvah yilmedu, osa mitzvah yidezeh shuv haya ketorah shaveir einu mechaber. So he says, so that's the pshat, that in this parsha of Sheshi is the idea that of the Sifsei Tzadikim. That the Sifsei Tzadikim says, the idea of saying, Leymor, Zos Chukas HaTorah Shetzos HaMishkan, Leymor, Abel Bnei Yisrael, Leymor. Leymor, and therefore, when you have a mitzvah, especially any mitzvah, but especially if the mitzvah is the Kapara for the Chet HaEgel, then we want to make sure that the mitzvah doesn't get reversible. So if you do a mitzvah, then you say the mitzvah, you say the parsha of the mitzvah, then it becomes Torah. So even though Aveir is mechaber mitzvah, but Aveir is not mechaber Torah. Aveir is not mechaber Torah. So it shows the potency of Torah, that Aveir is not mechaber Torah. So you make anything you can into Torah. Then in Parshas Pekudei, we have the building of the Mishkan. And it's interesting that the Rambam says in page 16 in Hilchos Beis HaBechira that you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash at night. You can't build it at night. But then it says, HaKol Chayavim Livnos. Everyone's chayav to build the Beis HaMikdash, men and women, etc. So the famous kasha that people ask, if it's you can't build it at night, so then it's Mitzvah Esei Shazman Groma. Right? So then how come Noshim are chayovos? Oh. So that's a big kasha that's asked. So if you look at the Chiddush HaTorah from the Satmar Rebbe, Rav Aaron Teitelbaum, Shlita. So he discusses these questions. So it says that Rashi is like this. The Rashi says, Mishkan, Mishkan Eidos. So Rashi says, what's the Eidos? The Eidos is HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moichel on the Maisa Ego. They did Tshuva. But the question is, how does Tshuva work? He asks, page 19, top left. How does Tshuva work? Kadosh Baruch Hu is a melech. A melech shemochol al kvodo ain't kvodo mochol. So he says, Tzarech lomar shekadosh Baruch Hu hamalchus shelo. You see, a regular melech can't be mochol. Because malchus is not really his malchus, but Kadosh Baruch Hu is his malchus. Oh. So what's the idea? So he says further beforehand, he says on page 18, he quotes from the Yismach Moshe on the right side, page 18 of the bottom paragraph. In a time of the milsa, the melch bas of Adam, the melch bas of Adam can't be mochel because the malchus isn't his. In other words, if a person is pogea in the malchus, they're not pogea in his malchus. Again, the institution of Malchus. That's no melech has bailus in the whole institution of Malchus. So therefore, one melech can't say a moichel, because then he's making a leitzanus of the institution of Malchus. But Hashem Yisbarach, he is the bailum of Malchus. One Basav Adam is not the bailum of Malchus. So, and perhaps the idea also of the Sifsei Tzadikim is, there is when you have do a mitzvah, that's the mitzvah you did. But when something becomes Torah, that's a whole new sphere. Just like a melech basa b'dam, his malchus is not the same malchus as the malchus of Hashem. Because his malchus is his personal malchus. But Hashem's malchus is the institution of malchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns it. So a person does a mitzvah, so aver is mechaber mitzvah. Because l'maisa, it's the mitzvah that you did. So you're a person, you did the mitzvah, okay, good. But then you did an aver, that's mechaber, that's char mitzvah. But when it becomes Torah, that's a new sphere. That's a Dover Shal Kayama. That's a Dover that was before Bria Sa'olam. That was a whole different sphere, just like the Malchus Hashem. It's a whole different sphere than a regular Melech. And that's Parshas Vayakel. Parshas Vayakel is that you have to, the Mishkan and Shabbos is Kapara from Melechus HaMishkan. But right away, it has to say, you have to learn Shabbos, and you have to speak about Shabbos on Shabbos, because that makes it potent, that makes it into Heftz of Torah. Just like Malchus, because Baruch Hu forgave, Mishkan Eidos, Eidos that Hashem is Moichel, he can only be Moichel because he is the Bailum of Malchus. No other Melech could do it. No Melech is his private Malchus, but the institution of Malchus is beyond the scope of one individual melech. And therefore, you can't be mocha. And that's the idea in this week's parsha. We read Parsha Zachodesh, Achodesh Zolochem, Rosh Chodoshim. So, Rishon Hulachem. This is Rosh Chodesh Nisan transcends all the different months. It says Chodesh Zolochem. And Bar Chaim Kodesh, page 20 in the bottom. Chodesh Rosh, it's the Rosh. Einu Nisan Negolu Nisan Asidin Lov. Chodesh Mitzuyim Lotovas Yisrael. Uroi Lachem Sheyu Monim Minisan Tzad Maloso. So there's certain things. Any other month is a different month, but there's certain things like a mitzvah. Any mitzvah you do is a mitzvah. It's kosher, but Torah transcends. Any malchus that you do. It is a private malchus, but malchus Hashem transcends. And the month of Nisan also transcends. Because the month of Nisan is the Geula. And that's why it's the first. The first does it, I think the Maharal says this. The first stands on its own. The second is only the second because there was a first. The third is only a third because there was a, but the first is stands on its own. And that's the Chodesh of Geula, and everything is subordinate to that. You see, there's certain things that are another thing, which is important, but then there's something that transcends. Torah transcends mitzvahs. And Malchus Hashem transcends Malchus Basav Adam. And Chodesh Nisan transcends all the other months, because it stands like a Maharal says, stands on its own. The other month is only significant. The second month was there was a first month. The third month is only because there was something before. Nisan transcends. That's the month of Geula. And there's certain things in life that transcend everything else. And the more we tap into the things that transcend, the more we have geula in our lives, the more we have simcha, tzlacha, because we're osek in Torah. Torah is transcending everything else. And that's the yisod. So as we begin now, Chodesh Nisan, Be'ez Hashem, it's a month that transcends. You know, I think they say from the Avnei Nezer that to him, like wasting time in Nisan was like, it's never good to waste time, but like, he says, I can't do that. It's Nisan. I can't, every second in Nisan, I have to, you know, because it's something that transcends certain things. Torah's Mechab, Aveir's Mechab Mitzvah, there's not Mechab Torah. Melech can't be Mochel, but Kadosh Baruch Hu could, because he's the Bialim of Malchus. His Malchus transcends, and Nisan transcends. So Be'ez Hashem, we should tap into the Kedusha of Chodesh Nisan, of every day of Nisan. It should be a month of Geula, a month of Simcha, a month of Yeshua. And Be'ez Hashem, we should all be well. We'll be a Geula is not only a personal Geula of the Klal, a Geula of the Prat. And there's Hashem, Benisim Negalu, Benisim Asidin Negal. Okay, I wish everyone a good Shabbos. Rav Yosef Katan, Rav Abadi, and Rav Ezra Hess, Rav Moshe Karpi, Motzasson, Joshua Grofsky, Ezra Hagler, Nathan Bauer, Rav Kadar, Rav Meir Kesseman, Kiva Papa, Avram Levitt, Rav Shimi Sokol, Jacob Silberger, Rav Ari, Randall Bloom, Yudha Shitras, Eric Goldstein, and Rabbi Felder. Anyone interested, I came out with a new Sefer, Haggadah Shel Pesach, Imrei Baruch, if you're interested. It's being sold $20. Also, it's in farm stores as well. Not all the farm stores. Some of the farm stores. So, but if you want to get it directly from me, you can get it directly from me as well. So, Rabbi Hashem.
Berman has it?
Zundel Berman and Barapak. Zundel Berman and Barapak. So I don't know. It could be they could get from the branch of Barapak.
Judaica Plaza has it in Lakewood?
Yeah, Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. I'm giving it to Be'ez Hashem to Judaica Plaza.
Okay.
With Rabbi Cohen, he's a Rebbe in Breuers. His father is one of the.
His father, his mom, it's my mishpacha.
Yeah.
My mishpacha.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, so he's, I'm going to Be'ez Hashem, hopefully Be'ez Hashem is Yad Nishmai, giving it to them on tomorrow. Be'ez Hashem.
Okay, have a good show.
Get it from them, that's a good place to get it from.
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.
Okay. Shabbos. Shabbos.
I got some now?
Yeah. No, I didn't give it to Gift World. Okay. So give me a second. Maybe I'll bring it here to the room. Yeah, so it's right here. This way we have social distance.
Well, I need seven. How many three? And someone else, other rabbis want.
What are they doing?
I'm assuming they need a job.
Well, they don't want the Shabbos.
That's not what they go with.
Sorry.